delighted with the outcome. It was good for both Donegal and Sligo. And let me be very clear now at the outset, when we met the minister, we told her it wasn't a matter of Donegal, Letterkenny or Sligo. It was one for both. So I'm delighted. And it makes sense. It's very logical that there should be one in both because of the location, the demography, the populations in the northwest. So she's in Letterkenny this morning. I'm meeting her at 11 o'clock. And I have never in my time, since I went into the Dáil in 1981, see the politicians so united. We were behind the hub for Letterkenny and also for Sligo. We didn't want one at the expense of the other. And not alone are we getting a new surgical hub that will be getting expanded oncology services as well, which are all important. And it will be less travel for our people living on the periphery of Europe to have to travel to other parts of the country. In the programme for government, it said that they would, after the six south of a line from Galway to Dublin, that they would look at one for the northwest. And it appeared in the programme for government that there'd be one in the northwest and the location to be decided. But there was extreme pressure on the department and on the government. And we had numerous meetings with the HSE. And the one that we were very disappointed when we were told that Letterkenny Sligo would be the location, and then we would have ambulatory elective daycare at Donegal, but that would be further down the road. So I do believe that we played a part, the politicians, the consultants in particular, who met with the minister on a few occasions, and I think they impressed upon her the importance of having one in Donegal.